And once again, good morning. It is Monday, May 2nd. Y'all have a fine May Day yesterday. May Day, May Day. America's in trouble. We are at war with our own government. Dave Krieger with you. Yes, I know. It's no laughing matter. We had to do something to try to cheer you up here. All sorts of things happening today. And, of course, over the weekend, tons of things happened. This is besides the Washington Post's attack on Tucker Carlson for being a racist and a bigot and God knows what else. You know, see, this is what the media does when you try to speak the truth. The mainstream media attacks you. And you see, that's one of the reasons why we have the Power Hour here. And you've been listening to so many things about the Power Mall. And, of course, we wanted to let you know that the price of the iComplex special is now $52.95 because the bottles now contain 120 capsules per bottle. The dose is 4 per day instead of 3, which allows for the increase in the new ingredients. And we had a conversation about that last week. If you missed it, you can go to our archives simply by going to thepowerhour.com and reading about it. This week, we got 10% off OptiVita products. I am doing the regimen of the complete essentials, but we have basic essentials. This is new from OptiVita. Frank Davis will be on the phone with us Tuesday to talk about it. It's non-GMO, organic whole food. Of course it is, just like you've come to expect from OptiVita. They use only the purest ingredients with no synthetics. 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. Check. Pack tons of nutrients. Goodness into basic essentials. Stepped up and did one of their multivitamins just can't do. Super easy to bring with you anywhere. Check. Basic essentials. A capsule supplement making it easier than ever to get your nutrients when and where you need them. And, of course, easier on the wallet. And for many of us, the choice to get complete essentials can be a financial decision all on its own. So we kept the basics and cut the price almost in half. We're going to give you 15% off the promotion for your first purchase of basic essentials at the Power Mall. Now, for those of you, I am so glad to see this announcement because I'm going to be wearing one of these T-shirts when I go to speak at Myrtle Beach at the Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour. I am talking about how the left-wing media has destroyed America. And I'm going to get into detail about when it started and what it's doing now and where it's branched out like an octopus wrapping its tentacles around America. But I'm going to be wearing one of these We the People Are Pissed Off T-shirts featuring the Power Hour logo on the back, and we have them available. We the people are tired of all the lies and manipulations generated by the elites, the media, and all the political puppets. I call them ass puppets. You can call them whatever you want. This shirt is a representation of all our collective voices being raised for all the universe to hear. It's time for the truth. So if you would like to get a We the People Are Pissed Off T-shirt, you go to the Power Mall and get one. The address, we have a new one, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814 for the Power Hour and Power Mall. If you are interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, just call your station, especially if it's news talk and you're hearing repeat broadcasts of the same program over and over. It means they're having a hard time finding programming. No, if you call them up and you say, hey, have you thought about carrying the Power Hour on your radio station? And let them know and let them contact us. Put them in touch, support@thepowerhour.com, and tell them, hey, we're a local radio station and we want to carry your show. Please contact us and make sure you get a phone number in there. And if you're a small business and you want to advertise the Power Hour, we want to help grow your business. And I'm talking about me talking about your show or putting an ad in our normal rotation of commercial content that plays, because it helps us keep on keeping on. And when you see the buymeacoffee.com banner that pops up, you can support the Power Hour by becoming a member. Either buy us a cup of coffee or you can become a level 1, 2, or 3 team support member. And, of course, if you pick level 3, we're going to broadcast your name on the air for the whole week. I promise I will. And we certainly appreciate your support and everything you do as far as listening. And, of course, our comment line for you, 844-769-2944. If you don't have it in your speed dial, it should be there. Put us in your in your frequents. You have favorites? You have a favorite on your phone? Sure you do. Put us in your favorites. So all you have to do when something irks you and you decide you want to jump on what's going on that bandwagon and you want to talk about it on the show, we would love to have you here. And you'll call right into the studio and we put you on the air. Works like that. We're live from 11 to 1 Central Time every day, Monday through Friday. And today in our noon hour, we're going to be talking to Joachim Hagopian. We've had him on the radio with us before. We're going to be talking about the Digital Services Act and the UN Pandemic Treaty, One World Governance Through Medical Digital Tyranny. They want, and you've got to stop this, folks, if the World Health Organization goes in and they get a treaty signed with the United States, it has to be ratified by the Senate. And if they get a treaty, it's going to allow World Health Organization to control everybody in America. You don't want that. And you better start bitching. You better call up your congresspeople and let them have a piece of your mind and tell them, look, we're coming for you in the polls in November if you don't stop this nonsense. I'm not telling you to call up and threaten your congressperson. You will end up in jail for doing that. I'm talking about the power of your vote and the power of you speaking up in your own communities and in that senator's district. You have the opportunity to do this, and if your senator's up for re-election and he's looking at this treaty going, my parting shot out the door, make sure it is his parting shot out the door and tell him we're going to come after you because we didn't agree to this. See, treaties supersede the Constitution of the United States, folks. Don't know if you knew that or not, but now you do because I just told you. That is the truth. If you don't believe me, look at the Constitution. It says it right there. Treaties supersede the Constitution. We cannot allow that to happen, much less the Digital Services Act. And then you got the Ministry of Truth. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. As I said, Frank Davis will be on with us tomorrow. Cheryl Chumley has a new book out. She's a Washington Times online opinion editor. She has a book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. We're going to talk to her about that on Wednesday. And Thursday, we're talking to Mike Gonzalez. He is from the Heritage Foundation in D.C. about the plot to change America, this Marxist revolution, BLM. Ha, George Floyd poster boy. Oh, my. And, of course, we'll have Jancy Chun Lindsay. She is the Director of Toxicology and Molecular Biology for Toxicology Support Services, LLC, a doctorate in biochemistry and molecular biology. And she's going to be talking about how COVID-19 vaccines can sterilize your kids and change your DNA. And if you are of childbearing age and you get the COVID jab, guess what? You may not be able to have babies. Did you just hear what I said? She's going to be on here talking about it this week. David Harreen will be with us on Friday to talk about what Christians can do to prevent a total collapse of America. Biblical scholar he is. This is going to be interesting, folks. And it's one of the reasons why we talk about what we talk about on this show, because we are here to speak the truth in any way we can get it. And if we see something is funny looking, it's propaganda, we're going to let you know. And this is the thing, you know, when they start attacking people like Tucker Carlson, and he still works for Fox News, and to me, Fox is also woke. Most of them is, especially Hannity, when he brings on Nicole Sapphire and she starts advocating getting the jab. I'm like, Nicole, why don't you take the jab for everybody and just pass away? You know, what's really sad, too, is that, you know, there's some stuff that I was reading this morning over the weekend in various school districts where the people who want CRT are saying that all the Christian conservatives should just get COVID and die. And these people are people who work with school boards or who are in favor of teaching your kids how to have sex with an adult when you're 5 years old. I don't know what is so twisted with these people. I think they just are. It's not that they're clueless. I think they're working for the other side. This is a problem. And, you know, when you're talking about tyranny, and it's not the fact that, you know, if we the people are fearing our government, that is tyranny, right? When the government fears us, it's liberty. You've heard that said before, except I just posited it in a different way. The French government has announced the creation of a new digital identity app for citizens to access private and public services in line with a broader push for digital identity systems in Europe. Yes, the French are about to get a real big surprise. This is a biometric app which is based off the new identity card. It was signed off in a decree by Prime Minister Jean Castex and Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin on Tuesday of last week. This app is going to allow users to scan their physical identity cards, going to be uploaded and used to access public or private services. They're moving into place with digital biometrics. The system comes in place of the previous attempt by the government to implement a digital identity. Alisem, the proposed system proved controversial. It was ultimately scrapped over the backlash. I'll tell you, if you're in France and you're not calling the government and laying into them for this, you need to be. This digital identity, they are moving forward to do the same damned thing here in America. And did you know? And the reason it's in our world news is because Pelosi and Schiff, yeah, they took their Schiff show to Ukraine. Pelosi, I wonder what they thought. Oh, my God, look, it's Michael Jackson getting off the airplane. Nah, it's Nancy Pelosi with a bad makeup day. Yeah, her and Schiff, you know, the little liar, the one you'd like to take and do the old, what do they do to Mussolini and his girlfriend? Yeah, that thing, you just want to beat him about the face, try to wake him up. Nope, sorry, you can't do that. He's too woke. You just have to vote him out of office, folks. You have to rise up and take these people out by the power of the vote. They made an unannounced visit to Ukraine claiming, quote, support is on the way. Why do I get a sinking feeling this is not good? I wonder if Pelosi and Schiff did a little porn video with Zelensky while they were there. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? They're all part of that porn bunch. I mean, porn can come in different directions. It doesn't have to be physical sex on video. It can come in various other ways. Just their thought process is pornographic. And who knows if they haven't had a little 15-year-old boy in their office? We don't know that. Have the faintest idea. I mean, this stuff runs pretty deep, doesn't it? It's like, you know, you could, what was the thing on Man of the Year with Robin Williams, where the comedian says, you know, you accuse your opponent of having sex with animals just so you can hear him deny it? Oh, you got to love these people are from hell, man. I'm telling you, they're all Satanists. China, in the meantime, it's doing more than just locking down over a billion people. I really feel like they are trying to reduce their population by any means possible. And they're sending a wonderful example to the leaders of this country who want to do the same thing. They want to lock us down, kill every living animal, close all the borders to people moving into or out of the country. Oh, wait a minute. It doesn't work like that. Not with Scarecrow in the White House and his sidekick Giggles. Not doesn't work like that because he doesn't have a brain. You're changing crews for all imports and exports on planes, and then you're isolating them. You're starving them to death. People are starving in their homes. Pets are being beaten to death. Food's being thrown out. Adults and children are being forced to be vaccinated in their homes and on the street. Roughly 26 million Shanghai residents, one out of three whom are elderly, have been unable to go to the store or get medication. Since March of this year, if they test positive, they're forced to quarantine in a medical cubicle without temperature control or running water in their hut. So you see, this is what China's doing right now. And, you know, I'm sure this administration here in Washington is just drooling over the opportunity that they might have in the future if you let them stay in power to do this sort of thing. And that means you got to get rid of the rhinos, too. We've had Dr. Paul Alexander on this show before. He has made a claim that Deep State was working against Trump on the COVID-19 response. He was trying to, and we're talking about Trump, was trying to tackle the COVID-19 in 2020, and the swamp was working against him using flawed data, locking down society, keeping schools closed. I mean, can you imagine the president of the United States fighting against a teachers union, fighting against Centers for Disease Control, against his own task force? This is what Dr. Paul Alexander, who's been a guest on the show regularly, told Epic TV's Facts Matter program. This is going to air tomorrow for those of you who want to watch it. If you want the link to the show, please subscribe to our email blast that comes in your inbox. It will be there. The link will be there. You can go and watch it. This whole crazy cockamamie thing, and including Lord God, patron saint of Wuhan, Fauci, Dr. Anthony Mengele. Yeah, he's now back. He's walking back everything he said about the fact that the COVID thing is going to come to an end. Yeah, he's walking it all back now, folks. You see, he's moving the goalposts again. This is another problem with this man. He's a pathological liar. I just can't help but think of what those people did when they just got so mad, so worked up. They grabbed Mussolini out of the palace along with his mistress, hung him in the square, and bludgeoned them to death. I can't get rid of this out of my head. It's just, you know, how long do we the people have to sit here and put up with this crap until somebody actually takes the problem by the horns and does something? This is why we have the power of the vote, folks, and you cannot. Sit at home and let these people that are coming across our borders and instantly becoming voters, courtesy of the Biden administration, breaking every law in the books to get them there, in defiance of all the people that legitimately became citizens in this country. And they let the criminals in here as well. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They want a civil war in this country. I'm convinced of it. That's what they want. They want people to rise up and say, okay, enough. See, if you're in a red state right now, I mean, look at what they're trying to do to Texas. They're off on a bad foot if they think they're going to turn this state blue. It's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, most of the southern districts and areas that are profoundly blue right now are turning red. Even the Democratic mayors and representatives of that area are saying nuts to this garbage. We're tired of this. You see, this is what happens when the immigration runs rampant in their own backyard. You see, not in my backyard. Ever heard that saying? Well, this is one of the reasons why they're doing it. The grassroots muscle displayed by supporters of former President Trump last weekend shocked the traditional Michigan Republican establishment. Going into April 23rd GOP spring endorsement convention, party regular Tom Leonard, a former speaker of the Michigan House, was widely favored to win the party's endorsement to take on Democrat incumbent Attorney General Dana Nessel in November. And shortly before the Grand Rapids gathering in which Trump appeared, Leonard released a list of 200 endorsements he got from establishment Republicans. At the convention, Leonard was defeated by Matt DiPerno, a private sector constitutional lawyer from Southwest Michigan, who's never held public office. You see, he hasn't been tainted yet. You see, the ones who are tainted that have to go around bragging about everybody who supports him probably is not the guy you want to vote into office. Because the people who support him, these 200 endorsements, establishment Republicans, the ones you want to get rid of, because they're the ones who are going to sign that pandemic treaty. Those are what we call rhinos. They need to go away. Do you hear that, Mr. McConnell? Tin Man, you don't have a heart. You need to get out. And by the way, for those of you wondering what happened to former state rep Cora Walker, 37 years old, died unexpectedly after spending the night at Lowe's Hotel at Ballpark Village in downtown St. Louis following a birthday party on March 10th. The St. Louis Medical Examiner said she died of a heart condition after attending cop-hating leftist Mayor Tashar Jones's birthday party on March 11th. So that's the day she died, was March 11th. The party was on March 10th. She died the day after. We don't know why. It's a heart condition. It's what they say. You can choose to believe or not believe. Oh, by the way, for those of you country fans out there, mourning the loss of Naomi Judd, the mom of the Judd duo, died at 76 of mental illness. People magazine has confirmed that. Ashley and Winona, of course, are grieving. She was loved by the public. I thought they were, I always like Why Not Me. And I mean, there was just some really good songs that they did. And of course, they want their privacy. So former Attorney General William Barr, by the way, has made it clear that those who dismiss the Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation and suppress the news are not going to be held responsible or accountable with any legal consequences. Barr's about as bad as all the rhinos out there. He should not have been trusted. I think he stabbed Trump in the back. I personally think Bill Barr should have never been made attorney general. But, you know, that's my opinion. You might have a different one. You know the number to call, 844-769-2944. We're going to break in a couple of minutes, so best to wait till after the break. And for those of you who are wondering what was going to happen to America, well, here's Hubert Hoover. Remember that? The mispronounced Herbert Hoover? We are now speeding down the road of wasteful spending and debt, and unless we can escape, we will be smashing inflation. This is financial tyranny. Now the Biden administration wants to propose a $5.8 trillion spending budget, includes $813 billion for national defense, $30 billion to fund the police, and to reduce the national deficit by a trillion over 10 years through additional tax hikes. Really? You want this garbage? Do you realize what $5.8 trillion being spent into printed and spent into the economy, besides $242,000 per taxpayer, as far as our share of the debt, which I sometimes wonder whether or not that in of itself is propaganda? You know, this is the United States. And I mean, if it's we the people that are going to do this, and if it's the birth certificate that ties us to this $242,000 per taxpayer, and you want to call me and tell me I think that's what the deal is, please have some proof. Show me where it says in the law that this is what we have to do because we put our full faith and credit in our U.S. government that's a bunch of reckless idiots that should not have been elected in the first place. We did this to ourselves, folks. And for those of you wondering what's going to happen to Disney Company, well, former Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says they're going to have to pay their own debts. As the entertainment corporation stated, the state would have to foot the bill for its bond taxes when special status is revoked. Yeah, nuts to that. The legislature is going to do something about that. Yeah, they're going to be paying taxes and probably more, according to DeSantis said on a town hall. The bonds are going to be paid by Disney. Disney is obviously putting out fiction. We've got more news and your calls coming in the next half hour after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. That number, 844-769-2944. Get on it. Talk to you on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Okay, Dave. You pushed another one of my buttons.
Oh, no. What have I done? What have I done?
You know, speaking about this thing that the WHO wants us to, all the UN countries to sign, you know, I know that as far as, you know, these treaties are supposed to supersede the Constitution, but I've heard, I want to say it's Edward Vieira, but it was someone I highly respected as a constitutional guru. He said that they can't sign a treaty that basically rewrites the Constitution. It has to agree with the Constitution, just like the Small Arms Treaty or this thing the WHO wants to pass to be in charge of pandemics. You know, that would then the Senate would be able to amend our Constitution in a way that it doesn't say they can amend it.
Well, that's true. Under Article 5, they're not supposed to be able to, which is why the Convention of States is out there, you know, pandering their ideology and their theory and their mechanism to try to open a Pandora's box by getting 34 states involved. The problem is the elitists are sitting there drooling over this thing thinking, hey, all they got to do is just open up that Article 5 convention and we can alter the Constitution any way we want. Here's the other thing, though, Sherry. I was thinking, just bouncing this off of you, the possibility if they did open an Article 5, whether or not they could undo all the previous treaties that have been out there by virtue of just modifying one thing in Article 1 that talks about treaties superseding the Constitution and just come straight out of the gate at it. I still think it's opening a Pandora's box. What do you think?
Well, they've been trying to get at that Article 5 for a long time. I know at least since 76, you know, but that was just my comment that, you know, there's a way to amend the Constitution and they can't do it by just a treaty because that's not what the Constitution says. So.
No doubt. Yeah, well, I appreciate that input. I'm sorry I hit your hot button this morning, but it's so good you called.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
You bet. Bye. All right, there you have it. Come on. Phone lines are open. What's your problem? You got a problem? You got a solution? I always love solutions. That we're good about solutions on this show. 844-769-2944. How come we're not in your speed dial in your favorites? You really should put us there because every so often we're going to come up with something. And, of course, now I'm thinking that we may move in a spiritual direction because Mark in Iowa is on the phone. Good morning, sir. Mark, what's going on in Iowa besides what your Supreme Court just did in a case I featured on my Clouded Titles blog this morning?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, None of this stuff would make sense unless you understand that America is the nation of Israel, the tribe of Manasseh. That's why everything is 13 on the Great Seal. But, you know, none of it would make sense. And the pastors in the churches, they really don't even have a clue of the nation that they live in as being modern-day Israel. But, you know, if you go back to World War II, and when we made a treaty with the Russians, and in the Law of Moses, it says, you know, that Israel is not to make any treaty with any people outside of their own people, which means we can make a treaty with the, you know, British Commonwealth because they're Ephraim, they're Israelites, and, you know, we can make a treaty with them. We can make a treaty with the German people, too, in World War II because they were Judah. But, you know, but we made a treaty with the Russians and, you know, with the Lend-Lease Act and all that. And that set us, you know, that set us everything in motion was a violation of God's law, which brought all these curses upon our country. And everything from that, you know, to the beginning of the United Nations, and which is controlled by the Russians anyway, you know. And so all this stuff, you know, it doesn't make any sense unless you understand that this nation of the United States of America is the nation of modern day Israel.
And that makes perfect sense. And I mean, I know a lot of Messianic Jews and people of the Jewish faith are dear friends of mine. And I'll tell you, they see this as a real problem. They see our government as a real problem because of everything that our government is engaged in ever since. And we appreciate your input this morning, Mark. Chad in North Carolina, you're on the horn. What's going on?
Yes, sir. I follow a lot of different things about various subjects, and I just thought I'd put it out there. There is a website by Dr. Rima Labo called opensourcetruth.com, and she has a petition on there that you can sign and send it to your congressman opposing the World Health Organization treaty.
Wonderful. Thanks for that solution. We appreciate that. What, give us the name of the site again?
It's opensourcetruth.com. Dr. Rima Labo, if anybody remembers, was somebody that years ago Alex Jones cited, and then Jesse Ventura in his conspiracy theory shows, talking about pushing for mandatory so-called vaccinations worldwide.
I don't think that's going to go real well. Chad, I don't think that's going to go real well in America. I'll tell you why. There's a lot of people out there that are they're so staunch supporters in My Body, My Choice that I think that if they did a house-to-house sweep of American communities, especially in the red states, they'd be met with, you know, small arms fire. I always say, come with a needle, leave with a bullet. That's my thing. How much are you willing to stand up for your rights and your freedom other than to sacrifice yourself to send a message? I mean, this is just the way it is. I would rather take a round than a needle. I'll tell you that right now. That's the way I am. And folks, you can look at this and say, you know, Dave, what are you talking about? That's crazy. Here's the thing. I took an oath to the Constitution when I served during Vietnam, and that was to engage all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And when they're in your face, you have a choice, right, Chad? You got a choice to defend yourself or no.
Right. If they think they can just trample all over our medical rights, which is what they've been doing the last 2 years, this is exactly like Dr. Cuddy talked about a secret Nazi plan. It's just like Nazi science for global control. And I'm still astounded as to how far they've gotten. But I guess it's in the Bible.
It could be. And the thing is, when you got that many woke people in America right now that are all siding with everything Biden is doing, these people are idiots. They are reprobates. They do not understand what they, and this is one of the reasons Christ, when he was on the cross, said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." These people, I mean, when they got together in Acts in chapter 1 with the day of Pentecost, and the more people knew not why they were come together. I mean, these people are total idiots out there. If they don't want to follow God, and I don't care if they claim they're Christian or not, if they're going getting the jab, to me, they're not Christian. You trust your government, you don't trust God. You got one choice or another. You can either worship God or you can worship Satan. Take your pick. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Government is not God.
That's right.
Sorry.
Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you for your call this morning. All right. A lawyer, by the way, has filed or is getting ready to file a lawsuit against Biden because they are refusing to release JFK records. 6 days or decades after the event, Biden released a memorandum in October of last year authorizing another withholding of the records. Larry Schnapp, he's an attorney. He's a little peeved at this. He's interested in the assassination, has been ever since he was a kid. He told the Epoch Times in February the government singled out 5,700 pages relevant to his request and is going to be sending them to him in 250-page batches. And, of course, he got the first tranche last week. A lot of the stuff is redacted. Now he's going to file a lawsuit. Be watching for that. A researcher in 2000 Mules documentary explains how local election fraud was grown to a national scale. This is voter fraud we're talking about here. And, of course, you know, everybody's in denial unless you're one of those 80-plus million voters who feels just a little disenfranchised. Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules documentary is going to be released this week. True the Votes, voter fraud hotline. The guy that maintains it, Greg Phillips, said he observed local election fraud grown to scale as part of a ballot harvesting scheme orchestrated by national organizations. And because of the fact that we weren't paying attention, this is a part of the problem with rah-rah shish-kumbah, let's go sing kumbaya politics. We cannot sit around the campfire and sing wohilo. It just doesn't work that way. Campfire girls are too young to vote. We, the people, have to rise up and tell this government, by the power of the vote and by our influence in our county elections, we have to rise up and get involved in the county. That's the solution here, because the county has to answer to the state. The county, it goes uphill from there. It really does. It doesn't go the other way. The state has been stopped by certain counties. The counties go in and they serve in the legislature and they tell the state a thing or two. That's how it works. But if you don't have control of your county and you let them get away with whatever it is they're doing, you end up with a state like California. Open the Books is literally getting ready to sue 500 different agencies to make them open their books because the Yee clan up there in the counter, the bean counters up there, in Sacramento, won't release, and got a court to agree with her, won't release any of the records as to the millions of checks that are issued. I mean, they admitted that they were issuing millions of checks. Where they go, who knows? I mean, how can you keep track of anything like that when you've got somebody doing runaway spending like they are, and you got crime running rampant the way it is? And I'm talking about California being a blue state. One state, two state, red state, blue state. Oh, there we go with Dr. Seuss again. See, part of the problem is these people are a little deranged out there. They got lunatics like Newsom in office, and they got more lunatics down in the DA's office in L.A. County, and now people are going on TV declaring that they're moving. They're packing up. They're tired of the crime. They're tired of having their house kicked in and their property stolen and being threatened by home invasions. And, I mean, we're talking about, oh, you're talking about the white neighborhood again? Yeah, I know. I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body, folks. We're all in bondage somehow, right? So we got a real problem here. When you're dealing in blue states like this and you're migrating to red states, it should be sending a message. But no, it doesn't, because the reprobates are in control, and whatever state has reprobates in control, and we the people keep them there, we the people is the problem. We the people need to be the solution. Which is why we have what's coming up in November, where you can get rid of your stinking rhino Republican that's sitting there siding with the Democrats, because this is what's going to cause America to be enslaved. And Jim Jordan from Ohio, you see him on Fox News a lot, you know, when they get mouthpieces. His only concern with the Durham investigation, right? Jordan told the news his only concern is when the special prosecutor says he doesn't think the FBI knew Sussman was representing, but Jordan finds it hard to believe. Sussman's false statement misled FBI general counsel and other FBI personnel concerning the political nature of his work, depriving the FBI of information that might have permitted it to more fully assess and uncover the origins of the relevant data and technical analysis of what Sussman was saying and its clients he was representing. Jordan's a top Republican in the House Judiciary panel, but it doesn't mean anything if the Democrats control Congress. The only way to upset that, you know what we're going to have to do, and you're going to have to get involved in your county elections, folks. First thing, try to become a poll watcher. And don't let them get away with papering up the windows. Call 911, get your sheriff over there, and make them enforce the law. And if you see something criminal or behavior going on, speak up. Don't just stand there and let them push you out the door. Challenge it. You might have to physically even get in a confrontation. I hate to encourage it, but you might end up being involved in a physical confrontation. What are you willing to sacrifice for a free and fair election? You got to wonder about that. We can't pussyfoot around with this, folks. This is some serious stuff. I mean, they did it once. You remember the old saying, fool me once? F me, fool me twice, F you. You remember that? Well, you know, here's the thing. If you don't get out there, it's on you. If you don't get out there and support what's going on and don't have a sign in your yard that says, vote for this Christian conservative who's a constitutionalist, you get what you get. It's the way it is. And I'm speaking because we need solutions. I'm speaking because I'm tired of the Washington Times, or Washington Post, rather, attacking people like Tucker Carlson who tries to speak the truth. That's cancel culture. That's censorship. They sit there and call him a racist and a bigot. And what does Carlson do? Well, I don't know. Maybe Carlson needs to start up his own network because he sure as to hell is not getting the support out of Fox. Fox Network has, you know, a lot of mainstream people in there. What can you do? You know the solution. Get involved in your county. Show up at school board meetings. Run for school board. Stop CRT. Do like what Iowa Mama Bears did when we had them on the show. God bless you, ladies. I hope you're listening this morning. And if you're a homeschool mom out there, God bless you, too. You know, and you're getting support from homeschool dads. If you're a single mom out there, even more bully for homeschooling your kids because you're doing the right thing. You're teaching them the truth. We have a lot of homeschoolers listening to this show. And I'll tell you, I'd love to hear from some of them as to how they like homeschooling versus being in public school. Because this is what our tax dollars are going to pay for. No tax dollar is going to pay for mom keeping your kids at home and homeschooling them in the truth. This is what putting your faith in God, our Father, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, does for you. Do you need healing this morning? I'm praying for all those that are sick and afflicted out there, that you realize what God has imparted. He wants you to have an abundant life. John 10:10. That means I'm praying for everybody out there to grasp what he wants for you in life and not live in depression. I am praying from the heart here, folks. I really am. God bless all of you and ask for whatever forgiveness is for whatever is keeping you in bondage. And just ask God to take that bondage off of you. I pray that he does this in the name of our son, Yeshua. We put our faith in God because what else do you have to put your faith in? Government? Really? Like Andy Rooney used to say. I don't think so. You ever wonder how far up Tally Savalas and Yul Brynner wash their foreheads? I wonder about that sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about Andy Looney. Remember those little gag bits? I just had to throw out a little humor in there. And here's the thing. Do we really have a coin shortage? Why do we have a coin shortage? Is everybody hoarding coins, or are the banks hoarding coins? Is the Federal Reserve hoarding coins? Are all those clearinghouses that take in all the cash and all the bills, are they the ones hoarding the coins? Why do we have, you know, and see, Yellen apparently... Everybody's yelling it. Yellen won't do anything. So, you know, the Cato Institute is putting a little article out there. And, you know, people are driving for hours. Even the guys that run the laundromats, you know, the quarters are going in, but they got to go get the quarters and recycle them again. They're driving for hours to find available coins. And, you know, why? Because people got used to using credit cards and debit cards during the COVID pandemic. Do you see what they've done? They got us all conditioned to using debit cards and credit cards and running ourselves up in debts, not using coins, not using cash. Because the next step is converting to a cashless society. And then they'll use the excuse, well, the survey says that everybody's using credit cards, everybody's using debit cards. What do they need cash for? Let's just go cashless. And all the sheep went, bah. Yeah. How was your first day using nothing but debit cards? Not bad. See, private mints, according to the Cato article, are the solution. Shutdown of the U.S. Mint brought circulation of coins to all but a grinding halt. Now, if you're hoarding coins, listen, right there, that's my bag of coins I'm hoarding. If you're not hoarding junk silver right now, you need to be. Silver is a little different than gold in my book, because if you had to go out and buy a rake, if your rake broke and you didn't have any way to tend your garden and groom the soil, and all you had was a $100 gold piece, that's probably the most expensive rake you ever traded a gold piece for. Junk silver, really, in smaller denominations, and I'm talking about dimes, quarters, and half dollars, forget the Morgans and all the other stuff. I'm talking about the small change that you can actually accumulate $1,000 of face value for every person in your family and keep it. Because if the value of silver goes up, it's going to make it a really hot commodity, despite what our government thinks. Whatever the government's telling you, do just the opposite. Do not trust these people until they come out. You remember the old saying, ye shall know them by their fruits? Well, the fruits this administration has been putting out are destined to take us all to hell in a handbasket. And we've also included 3 survival tips for retirees besieged by soaring inflation, according to the experts. Cutting spending to match inflation, delay collecting Social Security benefits, inflation-proof investments. Well, this is what the experts say. Guess what? What if Social Security is not there in 2 to 3 years? Even though the Social Security benefits are inflation-protected, according to the experts, postponing will later result in a larger inflation-protected payout. Really? Look at what you're getting now versus what you would be getting later. If it's a $200 a month difference, maybe you should think about getting it now while there's still benefits there. Because as long as we have a Congress that robs Peter to pay Paul, we're in trouble. Chance in West Virginia. Good morning, sir. Are you in good health?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Dave? Dave, you reminded me, when you mentioned the coins, that's one of the reasons why I boycotted Kroger, among dozens of other reasons. When they rounded off at the checkout counter, they rounded off your bill to the nearest dollar. And I said to the checkout counter, I said, you know, whether you take 5 cents from me or $500, that's still damn theft. You know? They took it upon themselves to keep your change during this pandemic. And at that point, like you also said, that's when I started collecting all the coins I can. Rather than give exact change. Yeah, that's when I started not giving exact change anymore so I could accumulate coins, because I figured they're going to pull this crap again down the line. So needless to say, I've got like a couple of $100 in coins. But see, that's how you got to deal with these idiots when they pull crap like this. And, you know, I had to call you because you reminded me about that, Dave.
Well, I'm glad you did, sir, because, you know, the first thing I want to do is take a $100 C note and go down to the bank and say, yes, I'd like 10 rolls of quarters, please. And they say, well, what are you going to do? I've got a hell of a lot of laundry to do. Now, understand also something, folks. That Chance, you all know this. They have watered down the coins. You know, they put all this copper in the quarters. If you look at a quarter now, it's not like a pre-1964.
Oh, no, all you got to do is drop these coins on the table and listen to the sound. You know, they found out years ago, I think it was what? I think during Johnson's administration, they found out that the metals in the coins were worth more than the coins. And I think it was the mafia that was melting them down because they found out. That's why they put cheap metals in the coins now. When you drop them on a table, you can hear they sound like tins. But then they figured they'd fool the stupid public by putting fancy state insignias and things on them. So that's how they played with the public. So that's how they played with the public head. So here the idiots think they got something that's worth something just because it has a fancy state insignia on it. I mean, this is how dumb they think we all are, Dave.
Yep, well, you know, but wait, Chance, it's a collector's edition. you gotta love this. My dad actually went out and bought the book of all the collectors. And Dad, I was like, what are you doing? This stuff spends in a laundromat just like what's in this book. God, thanks for your call. God love you, sir. We appreciate you. We are at our break right now. Joaquim Hagopian, who has been a guest on this show before, is going to be joining us at the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking about the Digital Services Act and this pandemic treaty. So if you don't have us on your speed dial right now, the number is 844-769-2944. You get to chime in the next hour and let your voices be heard, folks, because this is one way to get the word out. Bring your knowledge, bring your solutions. We'll join you after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.